Tuesday, August 26, 2008, Chen Huang questioned upon return. Absolutely illegal. Some KMT members criticized the Special Investigations Panel for failing to pick the couple up at the airport and immediately question them. Former President Chen Shui-bian's son and daughter-in-law returned from the U.S. yesterday morning for questioning by prosecutors investigating the alleged money laundering by the former president and his wife. Both have been named defendants in the investigation. Chen Zhizhong and his wife, Huang Ruijing, who arrived in Taiwan at about 5:30 a.m., told reporters at Taiwan Taoyuan International Airport their role in the case was unclear. "We are merely figureheads," Huang told reporters. "I signed the papers, but I had no idea what they were. I did not ask my mother-in-law. I just did what she told me." Huang said she did not know there was so much money in her overseas account until she read the newspapers. The couple complained that prosecutors had named them defendants before they could talk to them. Chen Zhizhong and Huang reported to the Supreme Prosecutor's Office's Special Investigation Panel Office at 4 p.m. for questioning after prosecutors, possibly in response to pressure from a number of Chinese Nationalist Party KMT legislators brought forward their questioning, which had been scheduled for Friday. The couple left the prosecutor's office at about 6:30 p.m., but declined to make any comment to reporters who had gathered outside. Prosecutor Zhu Caoliang held a pre-brief press conference later, saying the summons had been made yesterday morning and was delivered at noon. The couple reported to the office on time. He said prosecutors had barred the couple from leaving the country should they be needed for further questioning. Lin Zehui, a prosecutor, said that Chen Zhizhong and Huang Ruijing refused to sign an authorization allowing prosecutors to look into Huang's bank accounts in Switzerland. According to Lin, Chen Zhizhong said he had difficulty in signing the authorization letter. KMT legislators Qiu Yi and Lü Xuezhang had earlier expressed dissatisfaction at the Special Investigation Panel's decision not to take the couple for questioning directly from the airport. Liu, a member of the legislature's Judiciary Committee, said Chen Zhizhong and his wife should be considered culprits in Chen Shui-bian's alleged money laundering activities, regardless of how much distance they tried to create between themselves and the former president. Qiu, meanwhile, requested that the control yuan launched an investigation into the Special Investigation Unit's decision not to question the couple immediately upon their arrival. Qiu sent a letter of complaint to the control yuan, in which the Special Investigation Unit was accused of dereliction of duty and lack of professionalism. Cho said that as a result of the delay, the couple had had enough time to communicate with their family members and ensure that their versions of the story coincided. They were both listed as defendants, and the case has drawn a lot of attention both domestically and overseas. Prosecutors should work against the clock, Cho said. Cho said prosecutors had acted unfairly by questioning Taidong County Commissioner Kuang Lizhen over her alleged abuse of public funds for overseas trips immediately after her arrival in the country while failing to do so in Chen Zhizhong's case. Asked for comment, KMT Caucus Deputy Secretary General Zhang Xianyao said Chen Zhizhong and Huang had failed to account for the origin of the money wired by the Chen family abroad. Zhang urged the Ministry of Justice's Investigation Bureau to intervene in the investigation. In response to Chu's complaint that prosecutors did not meet the couple at the airport, Zhu said doing so was unnecessary. If they had wanted to exchange information with other defendants about the case, they could have done so already, Zhu said. Zhu said the couple had failed to provide clear explanations as to why they possessed so much money in their accounts and admitted that they had opened accounts for former First Lady Wu Shuzhen, offering dummy accounts to a third party, Zhu said is illegal. Chen Shui-bian apologized on August 14th for failing to fully declare his campaign funds and for wiring a large sum of overseas while denying he had embezzled money from the government or had been involved in money laundering. He said his wife had been in charge of the couple's finances and that he knew nothing about the transfers. Chen's office later said that more than $20 million had been sent abroad. Prosecutors have said they believe Wu used figureheads, including her husband, brother, son, daughter-in-law, daughter, and son-in-law to wire money overseas. Soon after being named defendants in the case, Chen Zhizhong and Huang's whereabouts became unknown. Huang sent her mother and baby girl back to Taiwan on August 17th, saying this had been meant to send a message to Taiwanese that they would return and that it would be strange if they did not come home as they were wanted by police. Saying he would fully cooperate with the authorities, Chen Zhizhong said he and his father had little say in family finances and that he and his wife had simply done what his mother asked them. He said he and his wife knew nothing about the source of the money and maintained that his parents were innocent. He dismissed speculation that he and his wife had applied for U.S. green cards and that he went abroad 25 times over the past six years to take care of business, including school applications, interviews, car rental, and apartment rental. There is no trouble ban imposed on me, so why can I not travel abroad? He asked. Chen Zizhong had planned to pursue a doctorate in law at the University of Virginia this fall. However, the university said that as he failed to show up for orientation, he had forfeited his place in the program. The school said that although Chen Zizhong had paid his tuition, he did not complete the enrollment process and as a result was not issued a student ID card. Chen Zizhong, however, showed his student's ID to the media yesterday and expressed regret over the school's rejection of his request to keep his application active. While he respected the school's decision, he said he was shocked and sorry to see the school's change of attitude. He declined to comment on whether this may have been the result of politics, saying that it was beyond his power to speculate.